podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
You're listening to the IFL TV podcast in association with Lonsdale MTK Global, sponsored by William Hill.
Razavani for IFL TV in association with MTK Global. It's Saturday night with me on Zoom.
No, it's Saturday morning. It's Sunday morning, bro. Hurry up, I want to go to my bed, Raz.
It is, you're correct. It's 12:30 on Sunday morning. AM, that is, with me, the knowledge, Spencer Ferron. Spence, I know you're tired, but you okay? Everything else good?
Yeah, everything's blessed. A little bit tired. Just got back from Bolton. Fantastic show up in Bolton for MTK Global, which is on ESPN Plus in America and also on IFL on YouTube. We got really good numbers on YouTube as well. So, I mean, all grateful for that. And some really good fights on it. So, you know, yeah, really good. And I've got to Gavin Gwynn, the new lightweight Commonwealth champion. I said I was going to big him up yesterday when I spoke to him, so I got to give him a big up. But McCombs will definitely come back. Anyway, yeah, that's my bit.
Spence, the reason I got you on Zoom just tonight is because obviously,
yeah, hurry up, I got to bed.
We've seen another Josh in consecutive weeks take the first professional defeat. We're talking about Josh Kelly here. I know you've watched the fight. Break it down. What did you see and where did it go wrong?
I really had Josh Kelly winning that fight, you know. Avedisian didn't really... I've seen a couple of his fights. I saw when he got beat by Lamont Peterson. I saw when he got beat by Kavaleskis. So I thought, you know, Josh could hit and hop it and win. But unfortunately, his thing was to try and engage with a puncher. Not even like a puncher, but a very solid performer. He's a tough, tough man. And I didn't think that was too clever. I didn't see much in Avelisian, like he doesn't move his head. So I thought, well, Josh likes to throw a triple left hook. So sometimes there was none of that in his repertoire. I think that he was trying to punch too hard in the fight. He was trying to punch too hard. And I've seen the work that he'd been doing with Adam Booth. I know Adam Booth and his training techniques very well. I've known Adam for years. And it is like catch four shots, double jab right hand, you know, and it's not consistent work. What it is picture perfect work. And when you're fighting somebody like Avelisian, that's not the style to be in. You know what I mean? Unless you're even going to jump on top of him and throw loads of punches, like barrage of punches, similarly to what Lamont Peterson did, right? But that's not Josh's style. Josh is not in the pocket fighter. And after round four, when he was there, because we did a fight along, myself and Tundi, we did a fight, right, fight along, which I'm really surprised at. I know we got good numbers on YouTube. I didn't want to see Josh being so engaging. I thought he was going to get roughed up, might have to box at distance, and unfortunately, he didn't do it. But I've seen this happen to another one of Adam Booth's fighters. Like, his most noted and most famous fight that he had, what was that? I remember that was like early, it was like September 10th, 2004, with David Haye. And when David Haye got stopped by Carl Thompson in round six. And there was times I was saying to Tony, he was looking like David Haye when Carl Thompson was like, all right, then you're just a boy to me. I don't matter what you're throwing at me. Regardless of anything that happens, you're just a boy to me. And that's what it seemed like in this fight. And it was kind of sad because Josh Kelly's got all the skill in the world. But unfortunately, Adam Booth being pigeonholed as he trains all of his fighters the same, because they all kind of fight very, very similar. You know what I mean? There's David Haye. Then you had David Haye's little clone in George Groves. And now his next star fighter that he's got, even though he had Ryan Burnett, who's a very good fighter, but still in essence, they got this like the low hand guard and they pop. But the thing with that is like when you get tired and you're fighting with that low hand guard, when you get tired, your hands are not going to miraculously come back up. And I've noticed like loads of fighters are L-ing up, like they starting at L-ing up, L-ing, on the L, when they're doing this L, this like Allard Floyd Mayweather on the L-ing up. I'm saying, do they really, and this is no disrespect because maybe they do, but do they really understand the science behind the L-ing up or the reason why you're L-ing up? You know what I mean? Because from the L-ing up, it's more to hide your right hand. And also, you might not have it from a low guard, but having it from a low guard is because your opponent won't be able to see your jab as you push it out. And unfortunately, those things didn't work with a man that had a game plan just to rough you up. And he thought, right, don't worry. And he hit Evelyson hard in a couple rounds, wobbled him as well. But here is an ungainly professional fighter who's got more experience, and he used his experience. He used his experience, and he ground him down. And the sad thing is this, right? I'm just keeping this thing 100. If you speak to a lot of the guys who knew Josh Kelly from the early days, when he was in the amateurs, the talk was like, well, you know, Josh Kelly, he's good for a few rounds, he's flashy in that, but he's got no heart. Because I think he went to world championships and he came up second best. And I think maybe Josh Kelly, somewhere in his subconscious, in his psyche, he was trying to prove to people that he's actually has got a lot of heart and he has got ball and watch what he's going to go and do. But he should have done that, because if we were to deal with athleticism alone, he was far more athletic than this guy. What did this guy do? It wasn't a technical beating that he got. You know what I mean? It wasn't, but it was a bludgeoning. It was a technical bludgeoning. And that was, you know what I mean? He wore him down, he drew him in. And I hate seeing guys who can box, who stick to your advantages. And your advantage is that you're the taller guy, you're the physically bigger man, you're the faster man. Everything was in your way for you to come out and be victorious. And unfortunately, you didn't come out victorious. But these things happen, you know? And it's kind of sad, because I do rate Josh Kelly. And I am saying this, right? I've still got Conor Benn beating Avelisian. Especially after Conor Benn's last fight. People like Tundi was saying to me, no, Spence, give it 12 months. But it's going to take around that time for that fight to happen anyway, because he's muted to be, he's fighting when April, Conor Benn. So yeah, I would have Conor Benn beating him.
Can we give any other reasons for Josh's loss? Like, I'm not, these are not my excuses, but no crowd, weight issue, 18 months out.
No, I don't care about this weight thing. If it had won, they wouldn't be talking about no weight. When he wobbled him up in the second or third round, when he wobbled him up, if he knocked him out, we wouldn't be talking about weight. No. Just, you lost to the better man. Leave it at that. Right? And you lost to the more experienced man. That is it. Right? He's been in there, and he's battle hardened, not battle scarred. And I think that was a gamble. But I'm going to be real. I'm a guy who likes to look on body language. And Alan Booth didn't look that confident last week when he was in the Sky studio when they were talking about it. So maybe we're going to hear certain things that were going on. And now we heard just recently, Eddie Hearn was saying like, well, Josh Kelly's going to be fighting now at 154. So maybe Adam knew something then. I don't know. But I'm not making excuses. I'm not going to take away from a fantastic win David. I'm not taking away nothing from Carl Greaves, who's been my mate for years. They got a really good win. And the thing about it is Clifton Mitchell was telling me that, boy, this Avelisian is going to break up Josh Kelly. And I won't have it, because I'm a guy who likes skills. I was saying, nah, man, Josh will outpoint him. Won't be easy for him, but Josh will outpoint him. And unfortunately, he comes second best. And majorly, in this boxing thing, don't try and prove nothing to nobody else. Try and prove something to yourself. And I think Josh was trying to prove that he could tough it out. And he came up second best. And it was a horrible gash in the back of his head. And then he got bruised up around the side. So he's bleeding from all different parts. That's not a good thing. Like, you're there. You've never been in that situation before where you've seen blood gushing everywhere. That can lead to panic as well. And I think they could have stopped the fight, you know, about maybe a minute in before he got stopped. I mean, it's hard. It's hard for me because I'm a fan of Josh. I really rate his score. So I'm a little bit hurt.
We know boxing is an unforgiving sport. he's 11 fights in. Avanesian obviously odd 30-odd fights. So he can only learn from this and gain the experience and move on and become a better fighter. We know the public are going to turn around. We're going to hear people say, oh, he was overrated. He's not built for this. We know we're going to hear those from the people outside of the sport. But
doesn't matter. Not outside of the sport. If we're inside the sport, it doesn't matter. I'll be hearing things about Josh from people inside the sport. But in my mind, I was thinking, you're saying it bad, man, because he never turned pro with you guys. He went with Adam Booth. Do you get what I'm trying to say? So the game's a game, and like, I'm not knocking no one for anything. But what he must take from, like I said, you know what I mean, the 9th of September, 2004, David Haye lost to Carl Thompson, right? And it was similar stoppage, but not, this was a worse stoppage because you got really beaten up, right? And the same thing happened, Adam Booth threw in the towel. I think Adam Booth threw in the towel a little bit too late in this fight. He could have threw it in a little bit earlier. But regardless, David Haye still came back, right? You're going to get all the things, I'll leave Adam Booth, he ain't great for you. It's boxing. I'll leave Adam Booth, he had the wrong game plan, blah, 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 and all the rest of it. Now people will be questioning, oh, who's Adam Booth ever trained? Yeah, he trained the talented David Haye and George Groves, but he trains all these fighters the same. These are all the things that Adam Booth's going to hear, right? Trust me, all tomorrow. You know what I mean? It doesn't matter. End of the day, look after your talent. And I really do think that Josh Kelly can come back from this. I do. Because he's got skills. It's whether he wants to come back from it is a question. If he wants to come back, he's going to come back. So, Josh, if you're listening, I know you can come back. You've got amazing talent. You know what I mean? The talent that he has, certain things that he does, you can't teach that. He's amazingly talented. So, you know, we'll see what happens from here.
Okay. Spence, thank you so much. I know it's late. We normally speak for 25, 30 minutes, but not today. Yeah. We'll reserve
not that today. Appreciate that. Like I said, tired from the Bolton show with MTK. That show was a fantastic show, and I'm really, really grateful to MTK Global and to ESPN for putting me on. So I enjoyed doing the show yesterday. So I am a bit tired, but I had to do the fight along with the fighters, right? And tomorrow, you guys, it's going to be actually today, 8 o'clock today. Go on to Stamina for Sale YouTube channel. The fight is right. We've got Bill Haney and we're going in with Bill because Tundi and Bill is very, very close. Bill Haney wanted Tundi to train Devon, and we're talking about 9 years ago, wanting to be his trainer. So he's coming on and we're going to talk the rules about his contractual stuff, the future which holds for him, and the fights that he wants to see happening. And we're going to put it out to the crowd as well. So like I said, I'm just grateful to you, Raz. You're a good guy. I'm going to my bed. I am so tired. Right.
Thank you, Spence. We look forward to the Bill interview tomorrow. Spencer Ferrer on IFL TV. Thank you very much.
Thanks for listening to the IFL TV podcast, sponsored by William Hill in association with Lonsdale MTK Global.
Sports Social Podcast Network.